Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 147. Happy summer. Every teacher you ever see is always smiling in the summer, just so you know that. That we're not all working six jobs anyway, but it's different. It's a different kind of stress. So before we jump in, I'd like to give a shout out to our two sponsors. Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the market. We're up to three, which really helps with getting shots up, let me tell you. Mention High School Hoops, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Lots of really cool stuff. We have some really interesting things that are going to help your program, that will help the roadmap, will help you in that journey. And go over and check that out. And then I'm going to do it again this week. Big shout out to hoopsblueprint.com. Go over and check that out. It's a great resource. 2-hour webinar. You get some great free resources at the end of it. But anyway, go over and check that out, hoopsblueprint.com. All right. So, Coach, what are we doing this week?
I've been just researching different articles approaching the summer, and I got into this really good idea of the importance of experimenting in the summer. So we're not talking about blowing things up. we're really talking about the opportunity to experiment and try new things within your basketball program over the summer.
So dive into that. So what do you mean by that? I know what I think about when I think about that.
I mean, it can be broad, or it can be as simple as you look at it. You could just experiment what you do on the court. You could experiment what you do outside the court, what you do, different things. So when I think of experiment, I'm looking at more of what I do offensively and defensively on the floor, and also looking at different players and putting them on the floor as well. When I'm doing some summer leagues or doing like a couple summer tournaments and stuff like that, seeing where players fit and trying things and how we approach things in the summer. I mean, for the season.
So here's what I think of when you said experiment. This is the first thing that jumped into my head.
Okay.
Was that in order to succeed, I don't remember who it was. Was it Bell, or it might have been Alexander Graham Bell? But anyway, he basically had 1,000 1,000 failures before he got the first light bulb to work or something.
So it'd be Thomas Edison.
Was that Thomas Edison?
Thomas Edison's the inventor.
Oh, Thomas Edison. I know Thomas Edison was the light bulb guy, but
you keep talking. I'll find out. Go ahead.
I don't remember who said that, but anyway, one of those guys said that. I don't remember. I don't remember who was light bulb guy or not. Anyway, might have been Thomas Edison. Anyway, basically, you have to fail. Like, if you even think about SpaceX, all those things did not go up and come right down like they were supposed to. Some of them blew up on the launch pad. So that's where when you said experiment, it's like, oh, good. This is a great time to try some stuff.
Coach, here I got it. Thomas Edison once said, I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work. So you have to. Nice. Yep. And so the idea is that failure leads those constant. It's going to be more the result when you are a coach or anything in this kind of position, you're more likely to fail. And if you don't take opportunities to fail, then you're never going to be successful is what I get out of it.
Right. No, I agree. I like that. I agree.
If you don't try, most of the time it's going to result in a failure.
Right. And the thing is, here's the issue I think coaches have too, is they don't want to experiment quite as much in the winter, during the season. And I still do it in the season because I think it's part of the growth mindset, quote unquote. The repercussions in the summer. Now you probably don't get to as good of a read as you normally do. But I think it's a great time to, hey, we're thinking of running this matchup. Let's try this. Let's, you know what you can do. And too, is when you experiment, you can see how quickly you kind of get to know your classroom from two teachers talking to you, because I get to know what kind of learners they are, how quickly they pick things up, how quickly they take corrections or redirections. If you're doing that in the middle of November or the middle of December, it's a lot harder. And that's where that experimentation and that summer, use can be very effective. Now, is it probably 70% of the 100%? Probably. Because you're not dealing with playing time. You're not dealing with, oh gosh, my girlfriend's not going to talk to me after the game if I don't play, yada, yada, yada. But, those kind of things, I think it is a great time. I mean, it is when we have worked on definitely some of our offensive and defensive schemes that people don't know about has been in the off season. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that a lot of times you have a vision and then it completely changes. And so trying new things and seeing how things work or having a bunch of different ideas is just a great way to give you a sense of vision as you move forward into fall. You know what I mean? And when you don't try things and you keep doing the same thing over and over and it's not working over the summer. No,
that's the definition of insanity, I think.
Right. So if you keep doing the same thing over and over and that this is what you think it's not working, this is where you try it now.
Right.
Yeah. And if it's not working, it's probably not going to work in the winter, So then you got to make adaptations,
Yeah.
You have this idea. Oh, I have this and this, and this would be a perfect fit for a dribble drive, or this is a perfect team for a 2-3 zone, blah, 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 blah. And then you start to do, and it doesn't work. Well, then try something else.
Right. No. So I think the issue is, I think you have to be able to pivot and be able to change. And if you don't change, you're going to be left behind. You're going to be a dinosaur, first of all, if you don't adapt. And it is the time to do it. And if you're like most coaches, probably in the country, at least in the U.S., that August tends to be kind of a dead period. So it is a time in which you can take the lab results and go, okay, this is what we think. And I can tell you, we didn't play this year, so we have a lot of stuff to experiment with. And then we're going to go back to the laboratory in August and go, okay, here's our data set, here's what we've got, here's our strengths, here's our weaknesses. maybe we're going to have to do another pivot. Maybe we're going to have to do another experiment come, you know, November when we, after we pick our team. So that, I think that is, as a coach, I know it's the teaching lingo with the growth mindset and stuff, but it's true. You have to, you, if you don't, you're going to, there's a reason coaches, you know, either get run out or, you know, the old coaches, you know, the 3-point line wasn't around in the, you know, the 80s. You know, if you didn't adjust to the 3-point
line. I also think too, is maybe you are good at something or, and you have this idea and it's not quite there yet. You can build drills and you can build a system or a platform to get you where you want to be. So let's take, for example, a ball screen offense. Maybe your bigs really don't do a good job of setting screens or reading, you know, and or your guards aren't reading your screens well. Well, those are great things that you can get ready for the season and say, all right, we have a good structure. We do a good job of this, but this is something we're going to definitely have to practice in practice and be intentional with. And so I think also too, when you start to evaluate your systems and different things in the summer and try things, you're also getting into a pathway of the things that you need to really focus on in the regular season, because you know this, right? A defense is a defense, but there's way more smaller parts that you have to get good at. And there's some things that you're good at part of that defense and some things that you really need to work on. Maybe you are terrible off the dribble, right? You can't guard the dribble. Okay, that's a big focus that we're going to do in the season. So, you know, doing those different things, you're also being able to go and give yourself a vision as you move forward into your, in your season.
Right. No, I think that's a great, I mean, yes. Yeah. You have to think small picture and big picture.
Big picture, yes.
To be honest with you, because it's part of that, like, here's the nuances of the screening things and the things you just talked about. But then big picture is like, how does that fit into defensively, offensively, all of
those. And also like, how do your players fit into that? Maybe you thought right. This player was more this player, but I know I need this person on the floor. What do I do to get them to be successful? You know what I mean? This is what I tried. This didn't work. Or this, ooh, I did this with this player and this was successful. And it's all about also players. And I think you're also talked about too, is like lineups, you know, trying different lineups and different things that you do. That's a great way in the summer. I'm going to try playing a little bit smaller. I'm going to try this year. Those are all great opportunities too. So it's just not systems or offenses or defense. It's also just the five gals you have on the floor.
Right. No, I agree. I 100% agree. Okay. Anything else, coach?
Nope.
I have to go turn off the sprinkler.
Yeah, you look like you were ready to get going and do your sprinkler.
I got to kick you off. So this is just real. Like, what was it, 2 weeks ago when my wife ran into the office? We just don't edit these things out. No, I literally, like, I told Coach, it's been really dry in Wisconsin, so I started my sprinkler. I said, I'm 2 minutes past when I was supposed to turn it off. I only turn it on for so long. So I'm going to go turn my sprinkler off. Until next week, Coach. All right, take care.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.